Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin. And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. This is the Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. So, let's see, I'm joined tonight, as always, by my love, my lady, my partner, my best friend, Robin. How you doing, darling?
I am doing really well this evening, except that it's freaking snowing here, and it's been snowing all afternoon, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon.
Oops.
And the weather people didn't even say it was going to be snowing today. I am not a happy camper, can you tell? I've had enough snow already this week. We had 4 inches over the weekend and thought it was going to be good for the next couple of days, and it looks like we're going to get another 4 or 5 inches tonight. I'm not happy.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be snowy again, so.
Yep.
Now, at least I'll get home before the new round of snow.
I certainly hope so.
There is no snow at all here.
Uh-huh.
So, just a couple of hours away and nothing. So.
For all I know, it could be just snowing on the mountain. It does that sometimes.
There is that. No, I saw in the weather that it's supposed to be 1 to 3 inches there tonight. So.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, and then 3 to 5 over the weekend. So, woohoo! Yeah. At least we don't have that much to do. Well, we got a birthday party this weekend, don't we? Yeah, it should be interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, they've all got to come to us, so we don't have to go out in it. So.
Uh-huh.
So, well, anyway. So, tonight, we are here to celebrate the full moon, the last full moon of the year, and the full moon just before Yule. So, you know, we talked about it, and I think tonight is going to be a good night for cleansing. So, that's what our theme tonight is going to be, is cleansing and putting the old year behind us and opening ourselves and preparing for the new year to come. And then our ritual next year will be all about new beginnings. So let's go ahead and bring in the two ritualists that are with us tonight. We've got Shira, come on, and Vega joining us tonight. Hi, guys.
Hi there. Yeah, Shira just stepped away from the mic for a minute, but she'll be back shortly.
Okay.
All right. It's all good. So it's good to have you guys with us tonight as we start hurtling rapidly toward the end of the solar year and the new solar year to begin, about a week from tonight. So.
Yeah.
pretty exciting stuff. And, you know, of course, all the winter holidays, and our little girl had her winter holiday extravaganza band and chorus last night. So,
ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, we have a lovely moon out here tonight. Nice
yeah,
and clear.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching it rise over the mountains as I was driving home tonight.
Do what?
I was watching the moon rise over the mountains as I was driving home tonight.
Yeah, in the snow?
In the snow. Snow's coming down. The moon's rising over the mountains. It was an early rise.
Our snow came and went, and we're looking at a little bit more rain. The moon was rising over the water. Really pretty.
Nice.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go ahead and get this started. Now, those of you that have been following along from ritual to ritual will notice that there is one of our ritualists was not able to be with us tonight. So Robin is going to be calling the ancestors tonight, and we will send a shout out to Niv. Hope you get feeling better. And with
that, oh, she's not feeling well.
Yeah,
she's a little under the weather.
Yeah,
so she's not going to be with us tonight, and while her energy will be missed. We'll muddle along and. Go ahead and get this party started.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So, my lady.
I'd like everybody to take a nice deep breath and ground themselves and be present. And I believe, Terry, you start.
You say still becoming aware of those around you.
Oh, I don't have that in the version I'm looking at.
Well,
it's a problem with using different versions.
I'll just run with it. It's all good.
You go. Mm-hmm.
So everyone take a deep breath and become aware of the people around you. Both physical and in other places around the globe. We have come together tonight to celebrate the full moon. And as we approach the final days of this solar year, the sun is waning and diminishing and moving toward completion of the cycle. Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling the energy of the universe into yourself. Feel the blue-white energy of the universe enter through your crown. Become aware of your third eye chakra. And open that and let the energy fill down to your throat chakra. Open your throat chakra and feel the energy of the universe flow into you, stopping at your heart. And as you become aware of your heart chakra, open it and let the energy flow into you. Open your solar plexus chakra, your second chakra, and feel all of the energy of the universe. Filling your head and your torso. Feel the energy pushing against your root chakra. Feel yourself filling. Feel it. Pressure and then open your root chakra. Let the energy of the universe spill down into your legs, down into your feet and toes. Feel it as it spills up and down your arms. Out into your hands and fingers. Feel it as it expands within you and open your palm chakras, raising your hands in front of you. See the beams of light as they connect with all of those surrounding the globe, everyone here together tonight, connecting in a web of light that surrounds and protects this place and this time. We are now in a realm between the worlds, a world of its own, time without time, created by the we, who are connected tonight by the light of the universe, here, in this moment, to honor our gods.
Doubly warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out toward your gods inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
We call to the guardians of the East, O creatures of air. We invite you to join us this night to celebrate the final full moon of the year, the cold moon, and the super moon that takes us into a time of long nights. As your winter winds swirl around us, bringing chilly air and cold snows to our hearth and home, may your winds also bring about changes, renewal, and growth as they blow. May your winds inspire us to continue to work towards our higher good. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Guardians of the South, creatures of fire, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night to celebrate the cold moon, a super moon, and the last full moon of this year. May your flames keep us warm and safe as we move through this time of long nights. May your flames guide us and brighten our way as we move through this darker season. Help us to remain steadfast in our conviction. Give us strength as we face new challenges ahead. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. We call to the guardians of the West, O creatures of water. We invite you to join us this night to celebrate this full moon, this cold moon and super moon, and the final moon of this year. As your waters turn to ice and your rains become snow, we ask that you wash away that which we no longer need. Instill in us a greater understanding of your wisdom that flows through us and guide us through the long nights as we work towards deeper spirituality. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Guardians of the North, creatures of Earth, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night to celebrate another super moon, the cold moon, the final moon of this year. Winter is upon us. The land has become cold and barren, a time of long nights. Keep us rooted in the knowledge that you hold the seeds of life deep within you, waiting for the return of daylight and the time when growth will begin once again. Help us to remain grounded and humble as we move through time of introspection. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask you to be with us. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. We look forward to being able to interact with you this evening, here in this circle. Please share with us your wisdom so that we may best follow the guidance received. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
O great goddess, we call upon you tonight in your form as mother. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join with us as we honor this last full moon of the year. You are the great mother. You have carried life within your body. Show us now a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of strength and joy, a place bathed in your love and your light. Join us, O great mother. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
O God, King Stag of the Forest, we call upon you tonight in your form as the King Stag, dweller, forest dweller, king of all you see. It is your job to get the herd through the cold winter. Provide, protect. It's what the God does for us. We bid you join us here in this place and time as you walk through the world connecting with the forests and the animals. Show us a clear path forwards over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far and to make plans and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, God, as we honor you in this sacred ritual. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail
welcome.
And welcome.
We come
together
tonight. Go ahead.
We join together tonight to celebrate the full moon. Tonight is a night for asking for your boon. Tonight is a night to look at yourself and put down negative habits, things that you weren't so proud of this past year, a time for cleansing, a time to express ourselves, to seek love, to seek ourselves, to think of sacred moments that have passed this year, to try to connect with the beauty and majesty of nature in the world around us. Whatever your need tonight, we ask the goddess to hear us. We ask the god to help us and guide us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Tonight we will participate in a guided meditation. We will visit our goddess in our astral temple. Tonight we will again cross the little stone bridge to that temple on the hill, where we will commune with the goddess as each of us sees her and feel her love for us. Find a comfortable position. Light a candle if you wish. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe in deeply and let it out. And as you breathe, feel the rhythms of your body. Hear the rhythms of your body. And as you relax, listening to your rhythm, you feel yourself floating up out of your body, up through the roof, out into space, surrounded by the stars. And as you float there, you feel yourself descending. Become aware of those new surroundings. You sit on a bench. In a circle of benches surrounding a fountain in the center. Even in this cool air, the fountain flows with clear, cool, crisp water. You feel a chill breeze. It rustles your hair. You see paths leaving the circle. Tonight we follow the path that goes north. Follow that path. You see snow to either side, but you're not cold. There's a coolness in the air. You see tracks in the snow and hear the sound of animals. As you follow the path, you see a stone bridge crossing a fast-moving creek. Step up onto the bridge. Look down. See the water crashing. See ice forming along the edges. Feel a slight spray. As you look down at the water, you realize that it's just like the water in the fountain. Almost impossibly crisp and clean and clear. See the way the water currents play around the rocks. Hear the sounds of it splashing. Now on the edge, on the rail of the bridge, visualize all of your burdens, all of your cares, all of your fears, resentments, anything that's holding you back. See them as they materialize, one by one, piled up on the railing of the bridge. You may see them as bundles wrapped up with string, or you may see them as rocks or bricks. Whatever image means weight and burden, see them more and more. You may even notice that there are more burdens on the rail than you realized. But the goddess knows. And now, when you're absolutely sure that every fear, doubt, resentment, care is there on the bridge. Push them in. And as you push them in, watch them fall. Lean over, see them splash into the water. See that chill, clear, crisp water surround them and wash them away. The goddess will care for them now. Some she may return in time because they must be dealt with. But for now, you are free of those burdens. You are open and ready to commune with the goddess. Pass over the bridge and follow the path into the woods. Feel that closeness to the goddess. Feel that closeness to nature. It's almost like a hug. See the animals scurrying about, the tracks in the snow. See the pine still green under the snow. Smell it. You can smell that winter pine in the air. So clean and fresh. And as you continue on, you begin to hear the sounds of the ocean. And as the trees part, you step out onto a cliff and look down. Way below you, you see the ocean crashing against the rocks. Seabirds are swirling and flying around in the mist. diving down into the water and then surging back up into the air. Feel a spray and a taste of salt. In this moment, see and feel the immense power and majesty of the goddess. See her as she crashes against the rocks. You look to the right, and the path continues along the top of the cliff. Rising, follow it, and know that you are coming home. Follow the path as it rises. Feel that excitement of homecoming. Climb the path, and then you see, around a curve, that shining white temple on the hill. 9 columns supporting a dome, glowing in the sunlight. Rush inside and feel the comfort of that interior. Feel the calm, feel the peace, feel home. Pause for a moment and look around. You see 9 columns supporting a dome with an oculus hole in the middle. And beneath that, 9 silver chains support a cauldron hanging over a fire. To the side of that fire, you see a pool. Steam rising slightly off the surface of the water. As you move toward it, you feel a presence. You realize the goddess is there. You have no preconceived notions about how she will appear. Allow her to come to you tonight in the way that is appropriate and best for you tonight. She approaches and offers you a hug. In that hug, you feel the love, the joy, the healing energy almost fills you to bursting. She motions you toward that pool of warm water, steam rising from it. And as you come to the stairs, you realize that you're now in a bathing gown. Step down into the water. Feel the warmth as it surrounds you. Immerse yourself. Lay back and float. Feel the water as it just pulls all of the pain, all of the fear, all of the negative energy of the last year. Feel as it just sweats out of your body. Push it out. Find that stuff within you and push it out to the surface. Feel it like an oil on your skin and then it's washed away by the water of the goddess. Absorbed so that it can be reused. All of that excess energy, all of that negativity, any hurt, all of it washed away. Float there for a moment. Enjoy. Surrounded by the water of the goddess. Floating in the mother's waters herself. Washed fresh as if this was the day of our birth. You look up now and see the goddess as she beckons you. Let your feet down to the bottom, walk back to the stairs. Feel yourself now as you emerge from the water, clean, fresh, reborn. Even in the cool air, you realize now that your clothes are dry. You're still in a white gown. The goddess beckons you to sit with her on a bench next to the pool. From a tray, she offers you refreshment. You sit together and eat from fresh fruits and water. Some Christmas clear water as the fountain in the creek. Feel that as it washes into your body and as you sip. Ask the goddess now for any messages she may have. Any advice or guidance. And listen. Her messages may come in words. They may come as a simple knowing or as symbols. You may understand it now. Or it may be something you have to think about a little longer. However the message comes to you, sit and listen. The goddess reaches over and picks up another tray and uncovers a gift. This is a gift to guide you. Some object that will help you in the accomplishment of the guidance she has given you. Take the gift and offer thanks. You may understand its meaning now, or like the message, it may take time and contemplation. The goddess rises and begins walking you back toward the entrance. You realize that your clothes have returned to those that you wore in. She gives you a kiss and a hug and reminds you that you can come here anytime you want. This is our temple. And it never closes. She bids you farewell until you return. You descend back down the path, through the trees, across the bridge, back along the path to the circle of benches surrounding the fountain. Sit for a moment and contemplate. Think on the message. Think on your gift. It is now time to return to your body, and on the count of three, you will be back. One. You feel the room where your body is sitting. You feel your body in that room. Two, you begin to feel weight. You feel yourself easing back into your body, like putting on a pair of clothes. Stretch into it and move your shoulders. Move your fingers, wiggle your toes, settle back in. And three, you are fully returned in your body here in this moment.
Goddess, from whom we are all born, help us to accept this advice, these gifts, the healing and cleansing that you have offered us. Guide us to a place of gratitude for all we have. Help us to maintain this attitude in our lives and in the world. Grant us strength and courage as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Yes. He's waiting for you.
I think it's your turn.
All right. Great goddess of the universe, O Mother, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your cleansing and healing energy. Help us to accept your guidance, help us to accept this healing. Help us to continue on this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Still, if you must, with love and with respect, we do hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and farewell.
And farewell.
And farewell.
King Stag, God, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay, if you will. Go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Ancestors, beloved ones, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and healing. Stay if you will. Go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. Thank you for the gifts you've bestowed upon us. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. Thank you for the gifts you have bestowed upon us. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Guardians of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. Thank you again for the gifts you've bestowed. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you have bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. The circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
All right. Well, let's listen to a song while we all ground out and get rid of some excess energy. And we're going to listen to Darv the Bard singing about Midwinter's Day. and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stick around.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Tay Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And I'm joined by my beautiful bride, my love, my life. Hi, darling.
Hi, hey, honey. How you doing?
All right. By Shira and Vega, who have worked with us tonight on this amazing ritual. So thank you guys for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, it is.
So tonight we took a dip in a cleansing, healing pool. Shira, I'm going to start with you tonight and ask for your experiences. What do you want to share with the listeners?
It was really nice, just the relaxing and the floating and the calmness of being in the pool was very neat. The gift was a basket of crystals, and the message was learn. So I've been contemplating some things, so that was kind of interesting. And it was really nice and relaxing.
Very cool. So I'm guessing that all had meaning to you in this time. And
yeah, just something that I need to go forward and look at.
Okay, no great surprises, just kind of a nudge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of a, what's the word? Sometimes they don't come. Reinforcement. It just reinforced some thoughts that maybe that's the right direction to go.
All right, well, that's always cool. All right, Vega, what about you?
Well, it was more of a sensation of simply being present in the moment. And, everything else was kind of gone for me, which was really neat. Doesn't happen very often. My mind is usually running after squirrels somewhere. So it was... felt very affirmed in and of myself. The only set of visions that I remember from it was kittens and puppies. I have no idea.
All right.
But it just felt really good to be present and relaxed, and that's what I'm taking back from that.
It sounds like you had a Facebook moment.
Well, it kind of makes me think of these are a few of my favorite things song going on.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It was really enjoyable.
Yeah, I kind of thought of that favorite things part when I was describing the burdens as bundles wrapped up with string, and I realized what I was saying.
Yeah.
So we're having a Sound of Music moment here today.
Yeah, a Julie Andrews moment going on.
Pretty much, yeah.
As long as the goddess didn't look like Julie Andrews, we're all right. She was having a giggle. All right. Robin, darling.
Yes.
What did you experience?
Just a true sense of warmth and comfort and just feeling safe and nurtured. The warm spring or whatever you want to call it, the warm water, perfect on such a cold and snowy day here. And it just relaxed me, and I actually almost fell asleep.
All right, fair enough. Anything about the message or gift you want to share? Or?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, I have to admit that this, that sensation, the floating in the water, is kind of a personal ritual that I do when I get in warm seawater. And I used to experience that when I was working on hurricane recovery down in the Cayman Islands. I would go out in the afternoons and just float in that super salty, very buoyant water of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And would just lay back and float and feel that warm water around me and just ask the goddess to take all of the stuff and just wash my body clear and float there in it. And that experience is something that I've carried with me, and that was what I was sharing and experiencing tonight, was that kind of feeling. And I was just reminded of that time of peace, that feeling of being supported and cleansed by the mother. And it was really nice. Again, it's cold here. And having that sensation and feeling that drawing out of all of the ick, cleansing and healing. So, and that's about all I'm going to share tonight as well. So, I want to thank everybody for being with us. You know, everybody here adds something and brings an energy to these rituals, and it's greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, thank you for putting them on.
Yeah, it really is helpful.
I'm glad that is the case. And Robin, did you have anything else you wanted to add before I ask you to tell people how to reach us?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. So how does someone get in touch with us?
Well, I want you to go to the closet and get a drum. And get out a really big stick. No, I'm just kidding. The best way to get a hold of us is to find us at our email address, littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Or you can also find us on Facebook at Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings, or my personal page, Robin A. McKean, or Terry's personal page, Rev. Terry Power HP. All of those are excellent ways to get in touch with us. There's also one more email address, which I can never remember, and I'm going to make Terry.
No, that's all. I'm going to just remind everyone they can also find us on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook page.
There you go.
So, again, thanks to everyone. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks to people that write to us, that see us at an event and tell us that, that they go back to the rituals. We've got some some of the performing artists in the pagan community told us that in their travels, this is sometimes the only rituals they get, and thanked us. So I want to thank all of you that lend your energy, whether it's chronologically in this time or whether that energy is added to the mix in the great scheme that time is an illusion and we're all here together. It's an amazing energy when we do these rituals, and we're honored to share that with all of our listeners. So thank you. Thanks to all of our ritualists. Thanks to my wife for always being here and supporting me and being a part of my life and sharing life with me. Thank you, love.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for doing the same for me. You're always very supportive, and you help me more than you realize, and I hope you know how much I appreciate it.
So, quick couple of programming notes. We are working on the 2017 schedule, and we are looking for topic ideas. So, as we're filling in the schedule for 2017 and the show topics, we would love to hear from our listeners. Again, email littlesummary@gmail.com and the topic ideas or show topic or something in the subject line that sets it apart from the gazillion spam emails we get every day, and help us to find it in the crowd. And, you know, share with us your ideas, what you would like to hear us talk about. We're always looking for input. And let's see, next week, a week from tonight, is our Yule ritual. And then the week after that, we're going to talk about energy raising. There seems like there's something that has happened a couple of Tuesday nights. We've tried to talk about energy raising, but we're going to consider third time a charm. And we're going to talk about energy raising, and somewhere in the next couple of weeks, we will have a wrap up and talk about, you know, close circle and stuff like that. So tune in. Let's see. Thursday night, Robin is going to be talking with Kellyanna, and that should be exciting. And the following week, we've got I'm drawing a blank on that interview coming up on the 22nd will be David Wood. I apologize, David, if you're listening. But David Wood will be talking with us on the 22nd, week from Thursday night. So, again, thanks to everyone. Shira Vega, you guys rock.
Thanks.
So we will look forward to talking with you next week.
And we'll be here.
Robin, any final words?
No, just to wish everybody a good week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Stay warm and safe.
For being a part of the ritual.
You sound like you're still relaxed.
You make me yawn doing that.
Yeah.
Still relaxed from the pool experience.
Yeah.
Sure are.
All right. Well, with that, it is time to wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night, and blessed be.
And blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.